Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Why are you talking to God?
Just sometimes you got to.
That's fair. That's fair. What's it called when you do that?
It's just persinándose, just giving yourself your blessings. Amen.
You're in.
Yes.
Well,
you're in.
You're in. The question of the day today, I want to know about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, because everybody has a preference. Are you a thunderstorm person or are you a sunshine person? You know when you do those corny quizzes,
yeah,
on Instagram?
Rain or shine.
Yeah, rain or shine.
Black or white.
Mm-hmm. Vanilla or chocolate.
Exactly.
You know the quiz.
Thunderstorms or sunshine.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
That's the question of the day, because a lot of people pick thunderstorms.
Ding, ding, hand raised.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm a thunderstorm guy myself.
I love a good thunderstorm when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
On a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But on a Tuesday morning, when I gotta work, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'll take sunshine every day of the week if that's going to be the case.
See, I feel you there.
It's thunderstorms just in small portions.
On weekends only.
Yeah. On Saturday morning, during the day.
Or in the afternoon when I'm trying to nap.
That's right.
Very specific timing over here for Allie.
So you're a thunderstorm person through and through, no matter what. You would pick thunderstorm.
Rain weather, especially with this kind of weather, because it's still warm.
What's wrong with you?
But the rain, oh man, there's something about that combo that just makes me feel good. I'm telling you, man, I don't even know if I want to tell you.
Tell me right now everything. Go.
I got a really corny story.
Spit
about me
out.
And Aaron, about when we first started dating.
Oh, tell me everything.
So there was a time where she didn't feel great. We had been dating for maybe like a month.
How old are you at this point?
18.
We're painting the picture. You're 18. You've been dating about a month.
A month.
Noted.
Maybe.
And then what happens?
She says how she isn't feeling great and is going to go walk around. And we live near Six Flags, so very close to Six Flags at that. If y'all know the big old hill when you're first driving in. She lives relatively close to that vicinity. So she was like, I'm going to go walk around Six Flags Hill. So I said, I'm going to be a good boyfriend. I'm going to go meet her over there.
Yeah.
Six Flags Hill.
You're thinking she wants to go, na, 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 go hide or something?
No, I'm thinking like she's really having a bad time. So I'm going to go meet her on her walk and try to brighten her day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I also live close. As I go out there, it starts to pour. I mean, thunder, lightning, pour.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, dang, she's out here walking. So I stand out there for a little bit, about 30, maybe 40 minutes, just getting poured on, lightning everywhere. I'm at the top of this Six Flags Hill, feeling like I just ran up like Rocky.
Where's my girl?
Right, right. Trying to find her, looking. And then after enough time, I give up. And I'm like, man, she must have just walked a different way, something. I don't want to get my phone wet. It's raining that hard.
Yeah.
I get inside, dry myself off, hit her up. And she's like, oh, I came home. It was raining. When you said you liked the rain, you wanted to go on the walk and what? It starts raining too hard. She goes home.
Well, of course she, because why not? Who would stay out in that DZ?
Man, I did. I stood out there.
He did it for the nookie, everybody.
Hey, it all worked out, boys.
You know how they say men will do anything when he wants a woman? DZ went out in the lightning and thunder and went, where's my girl?
Where she at? She Where's ain't she feeling at? Right. I got to make her feel better, man.
She's like, I'm a brighter. I'm at home.
I said, what? Did you see how weather was? Dog. So like I said, corny, aww. corny. But you
went to find her. That's really sweet.
I stood out in the rain for my girl.
Aw, I think that's so sweet, DZ.
Shut up.
Look,
anyway.
The rain's making me emotional.
What about you? So you prefer sunshine, right?
Sunshine is where I like to be loved, yes. That's my love language. All right, what do you guys prefer? Is it thunderstorms or sunshine? That's what we're doing this morning. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Whoever texted in 100 degree weather, let's not get crazy.
All right, Arizona, chill out.
Let's not get crazy. I like warm weather and sunshine, but I don't know if I'm going to 100. That's a whole nother level.
That's hot.
Yikes.
I think I prefer like a 75, but I'll take an 88.
Somebody else texted in and said, I love thunderstorms, especially when it's got a lot of lightning and thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start with our girl who just had a baby. One of our regulars, Amanda in Racine, a mom for the second time now. Amanda! Look at that. You had a second child and you're more on point than ever.
Nailed it.
Good job, Amanda.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, how you feeling?
Tired, but good.
I bet. I bet. Now that you have the toddler and the baby. It's one thing with just one baby.
Yeah.
The second one changes everything.
It's a little
everything.
Crazy now.
It's a different.
Yep. Just a little. Mm-hmm. Less, no sleep. You got to be up for the other one all the time. Another topic for another day.
That's right.
Amanda, are you picking thunderstorms or sunshine?
I'm all about that sunshine. Yes. Gotta have that sunshine.
I figured Amanda was a sunshine girl.
I did too. Mm-hmm. I could see her crying during thunderstorms because she's so sensitive.
Oh, I do actually. I do.
The weighted snuggie.
My husband picked me up and we were walking outside and it was like barely raining. I'm like, please, husband, save me. I'm in the rain.
Damsel in distress.
She goes, I'm so sad. Someone come because the rain's making me sad.
It makes me melt.
Amanda, I love you. If Amanda was a character in Inside Out, she'd be anxiety.
Probably.
And you're laughing because you know.
She knows.
I know.
And we love you for that. She's the one scared to drive.
Yeah. No, that's me.
She's like, that's me.
Hi.
Yep.
Oh, man. We love you. Thanks for calling, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Next up, we got Lisa in Kenosha. Let's talk to her. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
Morning. You thunderstorm or a sunshine kind of girl?
Sunshine.
Ooh, woo! 2 for 2 on the sun. Well, 3 for 3 with you.
DZ's the only one in the dark right now.
That's fine. I ain't mad at it.
I do love a good thunderstorm, Lisa, once in a while. Just not all the time.
Right.
Yeah, not like right now.
I mean, right now it's crazy.
It's really dark here. Is it dark in Kenosha?
Yes, it is.
Interesting. Yeah, I woke up and we're so used to the sunshine or at least light by 6 a.m. And now it's way past that. And
we have no idea what's going on out there.
It's crazy, yeah. So, all right, Lisa.
I thought it was nighttime.
Yeah.
Exactly. You almost want to go back to bed.
Well, my alarm went off. I wasn't sure. So,
yep.
I'm with you. Thanks, Lisa. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Next, we'll go to Ryan in Alabama. How about that?
Let's get it.
Well, I don't know what he would be. I mean, in fact, Ryan, don't say a word yet. Let us guess. What's your gut?
I'm saying he's more of like a rain kind of cat. I don't know.
I almost went that way. Then I went, no, he likes to be outside doing stuff, sunshine.
Nah, but then in the rain, he can go mudding and do dirty stuff that.
Okay, Ryan, good morning.
Who's right?
Good morning.
Now that we're done analyzing you, you may enter the chat.
According to my meteorologist skills, it is currently an 80% chance of rain out here, and I'm enjoying every bit of it watching the storm roll in.
Yeah, buddy.
He is a rain guy.
He's a rain guy.
Oh, yeah. All I need is my Jack Daniels and a Coke, and I'm good to go. Let's sit on the front porch and watch these boys roll in.
Watch these boys roll in. He has a line ready.
I'll sit on the porch with you with a cocktail and watch the thunderstorms come in.
Now we talking.
I'm in.
It's windier than heck down here in Racine, southern Racine right now, but it ain't that dark. I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, it's going to get to you. Don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, give it time.
Right. It's on its way.
All right. All right, you got an hour.
Yes.
That's it.
Get ready on the porch, bro.
All right, Ryan. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So we do have a rain one in there. You and Ryan are rain people, and Amanda and Lisa were sunshine like me.
I could have only guessed that my dog was going to be a rain guy, thunderstorm
Should've known. Last but not least... You know who it is. Mm-hmm. I'm scared to put you two on the air together. Ebony! Ebony and DZ have a... They have a feud where one hangs up on the other first.
In a feud.
Oh, there's a feud.
Hello, in
a feud.
Ebony.
Good morning,
she said,
Ebony.
Good morning, my nemesis.
Oh, good morning, Ebenezer.
That was awesome.
What up, fam?
My girl.
Yo, what's up?
All right.
I'm loving the rain. I'm a rain girl. I'll go out there, I'll dance in the rain. I'll have tons of sleep in the rain. I'm a rain girl.
Okay. Rain through and through.
Okay.
Yeah, but listen, it also reminds me of when I went fishing and I caught this huge fish, brought it up to the shoreline. I looked at it and I said, "Give me my life!"
Wow.
She really just did that to you.
And she reeled me in on it too, no pun intended.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What is the problem today? Yeah, I just remembered.
You remember?
It's when you want to break up with your gym partner.
Yeah, so
yikes.
Allie wrote in.
Rude. Hey, I work out alone most of the time.
No, we are
going to call her Allie. We're
going to call her Allison today because she does want to be held anonymous.
Still
right?
My name, but go still, on.
Yeah, but different. You know, we call you Allie.
It's Allison with one L, her name.
Yeah. That's exactly how I spelled it.
Mm-hmm.
Allison wrote in and does want to do just that. Wants to break up with her gym partner, but listen, says, "Hey, Allie and DZ. So I'm generally a fit person, work out 3 to 4 times a week,
mm-hmm.
and people at work know that. Recently, me and some other coworkers were in a conversation about working out.
Mm-hmm.
I was answering questions. At one point, my supervisor, who was also in the conversation, said, we should go to the gym together so I can help her with her form, workouts, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she wants me to go to the gym so I can be her spotter.
Ew.
Anyway, I said, yeah, I would love that. Without even thinking, since she's my supervisor and we were in front of people. Mm-hmm. However, I always go alone and would prefer to keep it that way. Well, that didn't happen. We've worked out together a couple times and it's horrible.
Oh, no.
I feel like I'm not even working out, just hanging out because we do more talking than training.
Totally. Dude, so true when you work out with somebody else.
I feel it.
Uh-huh.
The problem is we already have memberships to the same gym because our work pays for part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I don't want to continue to do this. However, it is my supervisor and I don't want to cause problems at work or tell her up front that I lied and would actually hate to do that ever again in my life. What are some good excuses to tell her we can't work out together? I'm so stuck and I don't want to give up my gym.
Yikes. Okay, well, I can relate to this because, I mean, I feel like I have a lot of friends that go to my gym.
Mm-hmm.
And we have worked out together, yeah. And I've also had times where I want to be left alone.
How do you feel about that? Working out with friends?
If I'm in the mood, absolutely, I've done both.
Okay.
And then sometimes I just want to listen to music or whatever,
yeah.
Or podcast and be left alone, right?
Go in mode and go.
Yeah, I just want to be left alone.
Yep.
And so usually it's the latter one.
Right.
So I don't know if you want my answer because it's pretty blunt, because this is what would DZ do. Mine is I straight up go, I like to work out alone. No offense.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've said that directly to my friends and they look at me and they go, me too.
And then you go, okay, thank God.
Thank God we are on the same page. And sometimes we want to hang out and the most of the times we don't. But they have never thrown themselves on me. Let me train you. I know more than you. That's ugh.
Well, no, it's the opposite. The supervisor wants help.
Oh, this makes it even worse.
Allison is the gym person.
It makes it even worse because now the supervisor, you don't want to disappoint them.
Exactly. Ugh. And they've worked out and she says it's horrible. So it's like there's one thing and only one thing that I could come up with that could feasibly help you in a situation.
What's that?
You basically are already doing it. You're giving workout tips. Start training her. Actually training her. Oh. But this is how you get her to stop working out with you. You tell her she's got to start paying you.
No, listen, you couldn't tell your supervisor that. Hold on. No
hear me
way.
Hear me out. We go to the Princeton Club and work out with trainers, right? Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, we're doing the same thing when you're working with Erica and I'm with Jeremy, right?
True.
Because when we're there, they're friends, they're friendly. We talk, but we're also working out. If you're not working out and you're just talking, that's eliminating the whole purpose of going to the gym. Y'all might as well just go walk in the park.
Right. You might
go
as well
get a coffee.
Well, you should go for a walk if you're just talking.
If you're just talking.
Point. Just walk, yeah.
And that's not her. She's going 3-4 times a week. She's an actual gym person, quote unquote.
They're ruining her vibe.
They're ruining her vibe,
man.
I'd say the only thing she's got is to say, listen, Soup, I will continue. I'd love to help you out, but this has got to be more dedicated. Mm-hmm. One thing, she asked you for help. Give her the help. This is part of that help. Tell her, you're not focusing enough in the gym.
Yeah.
I can help you, but if you really, really, really don't want to work out with her, just tell her straight up, we can continue to work out. You just are going to have to pay me because I need to do my own thing. I need to do my own thing. And she's going to go, oh, well, then I can continue to do my own thing on my own. And boom, separate ways. Or she's going to say, yeah, sure, and pay you.
Which is even better.
And then you're getting money to work out.
I hope it's the first one, which is so you don't have to be bothered anymore. And you can just go do your thing, even though money would be nice.
Money would be nice.
Somebody text it in because you can text or call 414-533-1037. They said, be honest, you aren't getting the full workout for yourself like you do when you are alone. You're kind of actually punishing yourself because that's like health, mind and body.
Ooh.
And now you're focusing on somebody else's instead of your own. So that could be another point to point out about it, right?
I like that. I'm just going off of the fact that she said, I don't want to tell her the truth that I straight up lied. So I'm saying, tell her you're going to train her and then she's going to go away on her own.
What makes it icky is the supervisor part.
Yep.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. That's where it gets awkward, is because it's like, well, shoot. If it's just a friend, I can say, I like working out alone most of the time.
Rather not.
Cool.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's...
It's your boss.
It's your boss, now and you don't want to disappoint them, and now they have power over you, and it's awkward.
Yep.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I love this text. Give her a plan and send her on her way, much like a trainer might. Like, Allison's got the problem on today on What Would DZ Do that her gym partner, who's also her supervisor at work, is annoying her and she doesn't want to help her anymore. She wants to go to the gym alone.
She basically lied into working out with her because they were talking at work about working out. She's the gym person at work. Gotta be. And her soup went, hey, we should work out together so you can help me, blah, blah, blah. And she agreed, even though that was the bane of her existence.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to Heather in Shorewood this morning. First one on the line. See what her advice is. Hi, Heather.
Morning.
Hi.
Do you have this problem with a gym partner?
What is wrong with me?
I was waiting for the song and then he didn't hit it. So.
Whoa, the disrespect in my voice.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to move on. I went, you know, maybe Heather, in my mind though, I'm going, maybe Heather doesn't have a theme song and I've lost my mind today. But
I didn't hit it and that felt so wrong. And then I went, wait.
Heather, now that we've gotten that out of the way, hello.
I wanted to call him to say, DZ's wrong today.
Oh, that's why I didn't play a theme song, because he was calling me wrong.
She said today.
Yep. I knew the world was here for a reason.
Go on, Heather.
Saying pay me for this, it can backfire, because first off, you're not a certified trainer. That can cause all kinds of issues. Well, why am I going to pay you if you're not a certified trainer?
Plus, I think
the best policy, in my opinion, just say, hey, I don't mind working out with you, but I just don't want to chat so much. I'll give you tips and help here and there, but I just like to just get to it and focus on that workout.
Yeah, you might have to. Communication is where we're going with this.
And if your supervisor gets awkward just by being honest, is that the supervisor you really want or need?
Yeah. If you're like asking them to pay you, that's your supervisor at work. That can blow back on you at work. You don't want that.
The supervisor part makes it so icky and hard.
Makes it weird.
Yeah.
Makes it hard for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like where Heather is going though, saying just keep it a buck. Say, listen, if we're gonna do this, I mean, even though she doesn't want to, we need to actually work out. Mm-hmm. Work out, or this is not gonna go well.
100%.
Everybody could use a spotter. If you're lifting heavy, you shouldn't be out there doing heavy lifts alone anyway. Mm-hmm. So maybe they could flourish together. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. If they just both get down to it and focus, y'all both succeed. And maybe she's like, well, I just want somebody I can talk to while I'm working out, and she'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on it, you're fine.
Honey, get the Odyssey app and listen back to Allie and DZ while you work out if you need people to talk to. We'll talk your ear off.
Appreciate you, Heather.
Heather said, yes, you will. You know what? Yes, I will.
I've been listening to you guys for over 18 years since my daughter was born and I was driving her to daycare. You guys have been talking my ear off since the beginning.
Oh, Heather, love you.
Have a great day, Heather. I promise I won't forget your song again.
You know what that I call that,
bye.
Dizzy?
Bye.
I call that loyalty.
Yeah, that's right.
Like Amanda learned that.
Mm.
Okay, next up, David's in Maguanago.
Speaking of a man.
Hi, David. Oh, yeah.
Morning, good morning.
He's got a song, too.
He didn't forget your theme song.
I ain't going to let him down.
Thanks,
DZ. I ain't going to let you down.
You better not. I know people that'll get at him.
I think we know the same people, so I don't know if that'll work. But
David. Well, Heather already said DZ gave bad advice today. What do you think about this gym issue? She doesn't want to hang out with her gym partner.
If you're not a certified person, definitely don't charge. But she could use the just keep it about her and say, you know, hey, since we started working out, I've noticed some things in my body and I'm not getting the intensity of the workout that I need.
Mm.
So I think we need to do this separately because my body is starting to go down from where I'm used to having it.
Go down. More like my weight going back up.
DZ, this is said like a true older person. David's like, I am off the body. I'm losing it. Oh, boy.
I can't do this. I like whoever texts is saying, give her a plan, you know, because that can help. At least help her with her form and then send her on her way. You might need to burn a couple more sessions.
Yeah.
But truly help her if that's what she actually wants. If, like Heather was saying, she only wants a friend, she got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Well, and she's your supervisor. If you tell her to pay you and then she pays you, you just got yourself a client, a lifelong friend.
True. I was trying to get you some extra dollars.
But the problem,
Allison,
is if you're going to commit to that, you got to be wanting to do that. You got to want to train people. Now you committed to something, even though you're getting paid, you have to show up.
Then you got
to
do it. Yeah.
You know what? I came back around. David, never mind. Thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, dog. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day. Somebody texted in and said, hi, Allie and DZ. This is for What Would DZ Do? I have a feeling that the coworker should tell them that they just want to have some time alone so that she can learn some new stuff. It's not like she matters more than you. You need to respect yourself more than others sometimes. So be the bigger person. Come out and say, I do not want to work with anyone else. So if you may let me go work by myself. Anyways, beside What Would DZ Do? I'm a big fan. Thank you, whoever you are.
Thank you. We appreciate all that.
So that's, you know, they're saying kind of what I did. Tell them that you want to be alone.
She doesn't want to tell them. Y'all keep missing that part. Allison is not trying to be honest whatsoever with
her
supervisor.
And I don't blame her because of the supervisor
part. It's awkward.
Yeah. Lori's in Cedarburg, last but not least this morning. I could have my Gucci on. Lori.
Morning.
Morning.
Your theme song is safe.
Good.
Lori, what do you think that she should do? Her supervisor wants to be her gym partner. She just wants to not go with her. Now she's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I say, honestly, to be honest with her, because we tell the girls at my jiu-jitsu gym, if you don't want to, like, say, partner with somebody, you can always say no, and no is good enough reason.
Oh, wait, I just had two new thoughts on this that nobody has mentioned. Why not, one, kill them at the gym the first time? Like, kill them.
Okay.
Jeez, easy. Oh, I didn't mean literally kill.
I was like, dog, what are you?
My bad.
I've seen some crazy videos.
Sorry. Okay, wait. I meant you should just, like, work them really
burn them
hard
out
so that they go home crying and they're like, I never want to do this again.
Supervisor takes the next day off because they can't get
honestly,
out of bed.
Like, give them weights they should have no business. Like, give them, put them on a machine, a leg weight machine, and be like, go. And they're going to be like, ah!
Go.
Right, where they're not going to get hurt, but they're going to die, but not die, right?
But not die.
So do that. Or the other thing nobody's mentioned is get a new gym and then go, oh, no, I switched gyms. I can't work out with you.
She doesn't want to give up the gym
she
because work
to
pays it, bro. Oh,
damn.
Work, come on now. You know what I'm saying? When work pays the gym, we're part of it at least, one, whatever it is.
Fine.
But listen.
I don't know what Lori.
Lori said just say no. No is a good enough answer, and I don't think that is because she already said yes, she would love to. She straight up lied, bold-faced.
No. Say, work out with her a couple times and then say, like, hey, let's meet up only, like, these times because I need to also focus on me.
Well, and also, by the way, did we even mention they're working together?
Mm-hmm.
That's like me and you being together all day, every day, being like, let me go work out with you, too. And you're like, enough. Leave me alone.
I mean, yeah. But I was going to say, our workout wasn't bad when we worked out with Jeremy.
We had fun, and we would always have fun, but we like
each
other.
Doing that every day.
Most people don't like their supervisors, let's be real.
Yeah, and honestly, I wouldn't want to work out with you every single day either.
I wouldn't either, even though it was fun because we did it once in a while. That's
doubles,
why we had fun.
It doubles everything you do. It takes double the length, takes double the weight, because then you're rotating, unless you're lifting the same amount, doing the exact same things. See, honestly, Lori, I think at the end of the day, in a nutshell, she's going to have to change the time she goes to the gym to make it impossible for her coworker slash supervisor to go with her.
True.
That's the,
that's the only logical
thing now, because I ain't think about the fact that faking being a trainer by not getting certified
gets you in trouble.
Might have been illegal. I didn't think about that. I just figured you could charge somebody to help them work out.
Well, if you want to see who's stronger, me or DZ, go watch us work out together. The reel is up on our Instagrams and it's also on my Facebook.
Y'all want the quick answer?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. mindfultherapygroup.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is not new.
No. Snoop been on the Olympic train for a minute.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Thought it was because he did such a great job working for the Brewers when he was in town on the 15th performing at Pottawatomie. He was so funny at the Brewer game. I saw him throughout the first pitch. I didn't see his commentary till later.
Okay.
So funny. You ready for this?
No, this man was a legend.
He's a bouncing ball to second.
Listen to this.
Ray, pick it.
Easy to 1-2-1-2. You gotta do what it do. Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you, get it in there. Are we in there? That's Sanchez. That's yes. I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's the base hit. Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N. Double O, no, no.
Yeah.
He got in there all right.
I love him.
Oh, get it in there. Get it in there. He could just run it out. Run it out. Run it out. Run it out. Ah, he's safe.
Run it out.
You get the picture.
That man is a legend.
Snoop was amazing when they let him come do the commentary for the Brewers. The Brewers, you said it best. The Brewers should hire him and offer him a job to bring him on for baseball season. It's hysterical.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if viewership went up.
The press they've gotten, I mean, and now he's going to do the Olympics, you said again?
So he actually just did some side commentary at the Olympic trials for the Paris Olympics that started in like a month or something like that.
I can't believe it's like Olympic time,
it's Olympic
by the
time.
Way.
It's a lot of time for a lot of things like mm-hmm. Copa America is going on. It's huge mm-hmm. sports moment right now.
Right.
But the Olympics start in a month. They had trials just the other day.
Yeah.
Snoop was out there as like a guest commentator for like the steeplechase.
Uh-huh.
And you got more of that. You got more of what people experienced when they were over at AmFam Field when the Brewers were playing. I don't even remember. I think it was the Reds, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it was gold. Absolute gold. Mm-hmm. This man is a host at heart. I don't care what he does, if he ever raps again, but this man, Snoop.
He's so funny.
Uncle. OG, Grandpa Snoop now at this rate.
He is a grandpa, yeah.
I can't wait until he gets into hosting full time. Not whether it's sports, whether it's hosting for a TV show or something.
Yeah.
I want to see Snoop on TV for the rest of my life.
He's just funny.
He's that
dude. And
it
makes sense to put a rapper on because they're poets, whether you want to admit it or not. So when he's coming up with these lines,
it's quick.
I'm like, of course he knows how he writes lyrics. Like,
all
the time. He knows how to say things
this
and
man,
make it happen.
He thinks in rhyme.
I've met Snoop, and I only tell this not to brag because it's just a great story.
Yeah.
If people meet people like Snoop, I want to hear what happened.
Yes.
He came to the radio station I worked at in Las Vegas over 20 years ago because I've been here for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the morning show at the time there, and he walks in, and I'll never forget it. We had this, our radio station was in like an old bank near the Las Vegas Strip.
That's cool.
It was so cool.
That's cool.
And the production room was one of the vaults they use. I mean, it's just cool in the movie Casino. I could tell you
set
so many cool
fire.
Stories.
Yeah.
He walks in, Snoop's entourage is behind him. He walks downstairs into our basement.
50
where our,
people deep.
Where our offices were.
Okay.
He's in front. He's just as tall as you think, way taller than me.
Yeah.
Because I'm tall.
He's tall.
I looked up at him, and I'm like, what's up, Snoop? He's like, what's up? And he's like, somebody go get my red bag out the car.
Uh-huh.
And you know what was in the red bag?
The red bag.
The red bag was full. So they bring in the red bag. I'm like, is this happening, or is this going down?
Right now?
And by the way, you know, it was not legal in many states at the time, right?
Right.
But I'm like, is
right.
this happening?
Right here. Snoop.
Snoop.
I mean,
is Snoop going to smoke up in the radio station? Like,
it is
what's
Snoop.
Happening right now? And nobody's going to say a
are
word.
Are you going to stop him?
No.
I was going to say, are you going to stop him?
Not a person's going to say a word
exactly.
if he does. He comes in. He did all this stuff. We interviewed him. They had to catch a plane. The red bag never got opened. Yeah, I wish. What a dream. What a dream to hang out with Snoop in his red bag.
That almost went into a different story,
if
boy.
If my kids are listening, it's filled with toys.
Yeah, toys and snacks.
So toys and snacks. That's
toys
what's
and
in
snacks.
The red
bag. I mean, as
snacks
an artist,
in the red bag.
Toys and snacks. You got to keep yourself occupied,
You've
right?
always got to have snacks. So
Uncle Snoop.
That is my Snoop story for you. He was just as awesome and funny and kind in person. And I'm sure he's like that with everybody because he's chilled out and, you know, because of the red bag.
Because of the bag.
He's got lots of snacks.
And, you know, just because he's just a genuinely good dude like that, man.
Well, I'm excited that he's going to be doing commentary on the Olympics. I think this is amazing because he did such a great job with the Brewers.
When it was him and Kevin Hart, no hate on Kevin,
mm-hmm.
but it just... Snoop carried. Snoop carried, and that's why it's Snoop back.
He's a star.
Yeah.
No offense. There's nothing you can do when a star walks in the room, no matter how good you are at your job. That's it.
They took over the room. Yep, exactly.
The end. So I love it. All right. We're done. I had to tell that story, but I just realized we got to do Am I the Jerk?
Shout out Uncle Snoop, but we got to keep it pushing.
Let's keep going.
What you trying to do?
Yeah, let's get into it. We're busy today. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is an interesting Am I the Jerk, and I don't even know where to go on this, DZ.
Yeah, it's strange to say the least. Y'all gotta hear it.
From Kayla. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. And by the way, you can always submit Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. People message our Facebook. Where do I submit? You can do it there, too.
Just hit us
whatever.
Up.
Just
however.
Send it. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I recently adopted a dog. While we were on a walk, he started sniffing the ground under a young tree. He proceeded to mark or pee on the tree. And then all of a sudden, I hear a man shouting at me from his yard saying, don't let your dog pee on that tree. It's young and it can't handle that. It will die now. Don't let him do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So while he was shouting at me, my dog started barking.
Up naturally.
I chose to not engage and walk away.
Huh.
So tell me, am I the jerk for letting my dog pee or mark on a young tree? And then she wrote, it probably doesn't make a difference, but my dog, adopted dog, is a 4-year-old miniature schnauzer, 17 pounds. P.S. I love your show. You both make my mornings brighter. Smiley face. Thanks, Kayla. Aw, Kayla.
No, well, see, you're trying to butter us up.
Aw, she is trying to butter us up. But Kayla, I have never even, first of all, let me just say, DZ, I didn't even know this was a thing. Is this a thing that you're not supposed to let a dog pee on a young tree? I've never heard this.
If this is a thing, this is the first I'm ever hearing of something like this.
And maybe the reason I've never heard it is because every tree I was forced to plant on Earth Day or as a kid, I never saw grow.
You don't know what it looks like
now. I don't know what it looks like.
It's true. Ain't that true?
You know what I'm talking about. I planted it and I left.
And who knows if the tree's even there still?
I don't know. I could have a whole tree somewhere.
Maybe a dog came by, peed on it, killed it, and we wouldn't know it.
We wouldn't know.
Wow.
But have you ever heard this?
No, I've never heard this before in my life.
Thing?
It's actually a little weird. That guy was clearly watching his tree, right? It must have been his tree.
I guess it had to be, because why would you care if it was somebody else's tree?
Right. So he must have planted it, been watching it grow, and is frustrated seeing everybody disrespect his youngling while he's wanting this tree to flourish. I don't know, man. He probably didn't have anything around it. That sounds like it's his fault. Right? Like, if you don't want anybody near the tree, you have to protect the tree somehow, some way.
Agree. Yeah. Well, not if it's on your property, but it doesn't sound like it was on his property, because she said he was yelling from his yard.
You know what I'm imagining? You know how it's the lawn, front lawn, sidewalk, little lawn piece, front lawn.
What do you call that thing? The extra grass that borders on the curb.
The curb grass.
The grass between the sidewalk and the curb.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It has to be a tree in that little chunk. And even though that's technically city property, aren't we as the homeowners the ones that take care of that stuff?
Maybe.
It is, yeah. We're the ones that
take care of that. You're like, Allie, pop quiz. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. I got to mow that, take care of that. Anything that happens there is technically my fault, even though it's city property.
See, where I live, we don't have sidewalks, but that's another, which sucks. But that's another topic for another day.
That's where I'm imagining it is, though. It's got to be that little chunk between the curb and the sidewalk, that grass patch that's got a young tree that has zero barrier around it, that you can't be mad at somebody for letting the dog go on it.
Well, somebody texted in, it's just a tree, not the jerk. But is it just a tree? Trees actually matter.
Trees
like,
do matter.
We need trees, and it does matter when you kill them or plant one. There's reasons we plant them. I'm not trying to be corny here, but they matter.
We're not tree huggers, but there's no tree hugger hate either.
I'm not going to cry if you have to. I've cut down trees before. It's fine.
I'm trying to cut down the tree in my space. Like, let your dog pee on my tree. They could kill ours.
That would be great.
Bruh, because I'd be cool with that, but if it's a problem, I've never heard of it. If somebody is genuinely trying to take care of that tree, I see why they would get frustrated. But if you're not doing anything to stop any dogs, dogs are territorial. That dog smelled another dog and acted upon that, said, no, my tree.
Although somebody texted in and said she's not a jerk, she didn't know, but she could have at least apologized to him instead of just walking away. Well, then she might be the jerk.
Oh,
then her reaction maybe was the jerk, that she was rude and walked. Maybe she is the jerk.
She sure did say, I just chose not to engage and walked away.
Although I would have done the same thing.
I would have said something.
414-533-1037. We want to know, is Kayla the jerk? She was walking her dog. It went to the bathroom on a young tree, a sapling.
Baby sapling.
And a guy in the neighborhood lost it and said, don't ever let the dog do that again. It's going to kill the tree. You're welcome. Welcome to the nature edition of Allie and DZ.
Let's hold hand in Kumbaya next.
Kumbaya!
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Kayla wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for letting her dog pee on a young tree because the guy in the neighborhood yelled at her and she's like, what? And she just ignored him and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many characters on the phone this morning. I cannot wait. Tony's
just
in missing.
A cartoon,
just get to the callers. Like, a cartoon. Mascot man. Tony.
Good morning.
Newly married Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Tony, we love you and we want to know, is Kayla a jerk for letting her dog pee on the young tree?
She a big fat jerk.
Oh.
Yeah, jerk.
Oh, stop.
So
it.
Wait, do you know if this is a problem or not? Like, yeah. Why are you saying jerk?
It is a problem. It's true.
Huh.
Young dogs' urine are so strong.
What?
It will kill a young planted tree.
Or the carpet in my living room.
Or the grass in my yard.
Or even the grass. Yeah, the grass in your yard. And I think she's a jerk. And I am not, you know, that guy is not wrong for being upset and yelling, because dog owners should be responsible and understand what is capable when a dog pees.
Yeah, but tree owners who are worried about dogs should know
that's
how to properly fence.
Get a gate.
Get the mesh gate.
Technically, you can't. If it is the curbside, you can't.
Well,
you're not allowed to gate it or anything like that.
Well, technically, you can't hold your bladder either, Tony.
Hmm.
So now what do you want the dog to do?
I don't speak dog.
Well, like me, I don't allow my dogs to walk on people's grass. When I take them for a walk, they stay on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I let them go
that?
In the backyard. No, I make sure they go to the bathroom in the backyard before we go for a walk.
The walk is for exercise, is what Tony's saying.
Correct.
Not to mark everything. He's saying
Correct.
It's just because to get the energy out. But I,
especially,
but I, yeah.
What, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I didn't never hear this about dog's urine. Bella, my grass was fine when I had a dog for 14 years. She didn't kill the grass. I don't believe you, Tony.
If it's not the same spot over and over again, it's not going to kill the grass. It's when it's the same spot time and time again,
correct.
Like a thousand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And then you don't want your dogs peeing in people's yards anyways, because one, you don't know what they lay down in the grass.
Mm.
You don't know what kind of kids play or walk barefooted and stuff. Yeah, you may pick up dog poop, but guess what? Sometimes that stuff smears. You know, and then now you got a baby running outside, gets it in the feet. And,
Tony, how did we get onto this? We're talking about a damn tree that she let the dog pee on, and now we're worried about peeing
She's
in
a
your
jerk
yard.
Because of her dog.
Because
yes.
of the
She's
actions.
She's a jerk because she let it pee on the thing. She should say, my apologies, I was unaware what my responsibility of a dog owner is.
Tony,
she's a jerk.
Too much logic, Tony. No. No.
Okay, bye. Young up on him. I love
did,
it.
I did.
Let's pull up. I can't call her the voice of reason. Shoot, I'm gonna have to. Destiny's on the phone. Destiny!
If you's a true player, what is wrong with Tony? I hope you're listening to me right now. What is wrong with bro?
Uh-oh.
Where do
Who
we
said
start?
You be
Destiny.
Aware of the tree and it shouldn't be walking on. What the? Bro, first of all, Red Bait Club. Hey.
Chill out.
Red Bait
Kevin
Club.
Hart, hey, Kevin Hart got red cups. Mm-hmm. Why can't Snoop Dogg have red bait?
He can.
Fair
and
enough.
He does.
For his snacks and toys.
I'm sorry. I was enjoying you going off on Tony. Where were we? Back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude said she should have been responsible enough and said, oh, my bad. I didn't know. No, man, how you know the rabbit didn't pee on the tree or the squirrel didn't pee on the tree?
Right.
If the dog got to pee, let the dog go pee.
Mm-hmm.
On any tree.
And then if they, you know, in the yard, you got kids running. Guess what? There's plenty of animals around here running around peeing on your tree right now. It ain't no jerk.
Destiny, listen to this text we got. You and DZ got to hear this. Somebody said, PSA from Tony, everyone stop walking your dogs.
Yeah, right. Make sure you pee out. Listen. Lord forbid your dog got to pee midway on your run or your walk. And then you're going to tell them, what, go pee on the sidewalk? Now you got to pee on the sidewalk. That's even grosser.
I was about to say, I did want to know what Tony did.
Oh, man, wrong. He should have put a little something. He probably should have said, dang, you know what? Look, that dog's peeing on that tree. Man,
Tony's
let me go out
there
and make something happen so that way nobody else does that because now I witnessed it.
Y'all do it too much, man.
Somebody did text in and say, yes, Destiny, preach, fam. But everybody else is screaming at Tony on the text.
Tony tripping. I make sure my dogs pee and go to the bed before we walk. Then you must not be doing nothing but walking to the corner and back if your dog ain't got to pee another time while you out there walking.
I know that's right. Well, thank you.
And somebody did text that in. They said, I walk my dogs. They pee 10 times in the first, like,
that's
3 minutes.
That's their nature. You know what I'm saying?
Bet.
To smell and pee. That's what they do. That's why they want to be outside.
All right. Well, somebody said, thank you for hanging up on Tony. You're welcome. Destiny, we won't hang up on you.
Yeah, we'll. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Destiny.
Not me, even though I laughed and I support whatever he does. Last but not least, he's on day two. He's almost got a theme song. Not really. He's got 3 more days to go. Nick is in Muskego. Hey, Nick.
Morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. What's up?
Nick, we just heard Destiny and Tony, two of our regulars for a long time fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in this club?
You're the tiebreaker, man. We're split right now. One jerk, one not the jerk. What do you say?
Is she the jerk for letting the dog pee on the new tree?
No, she is not the jerk. And you know what? Tony's a jerk, okay? Listen.
Oh, dang, okay?
Tony's doing too much. Tony's doing too much over there. Who has time to let their dog go to the bathroom before going for a walk? Come on, really?
I know, like, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, I got a new episode of the Kardashians to watch. I got Real Housewives on deck. I got things to do.
I ain't letting you go outside for 20 minutes and then walk you for another 30.
We don't have time for that.
Seriously, come on. Listen, I mean, what am I supposed to carry around an age gauge for the tree? I mean, seriously, I'm not here to point out, you know, oh, the tree is 25 years old, or if it's 2 months old,
sure.
Just let the dog pee. And to be honest, I have 4 dogs. The dog is going to do what it wants to. Mm. Okay. That's the end of story.
Yeah.
So it's going to pee wherever it wants to. And I'll tell you right now, my dog pees on every tree it sees. So I guess if you're my neighbor and you're mad at me, sorry, I guess. But
yeah. Well, it sounds like not the jerk is what's going on. And the texts are really funny. Somebody said, leave the dogs alone, let them pee. Somebody else said,
let them pee.
Somebody else said, tell them, Destiny. And then somebody said, I support Tony. My yard, not my dog. Stay off it.
Somebody coming up. That's Tony's wife. And you know who it is.
No, that's Tony. Tony's wife doesn't agree with him.
He's texting from a bird. Oh, Nick, man.
Hey, Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day 3. Yeah. How's that sound?
Sounds good, guys. Right.
Have a great day, man.
Bye.
Peace. Goofy.
Funny.
Not the jerk, though.
Not the jerk. Sorry, Kayla. We love you. You're actually not sorry. Kayla's not the jerk.
She's good. Let the dog pee.
We love you too, Kayla.
We don't care about trees.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Nope. All right. Well, DZ, I have something to confess.
Okay.
About something I did at the store.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to hear now?
Yeah, tell me now. Come on. You know I'm nosy talking about, I got something to confess. Right. I'm going to tell you next. No, tell me now.
Okay, moving on. This isn't really a confession, although tomorrow I have an update for you on the new guy. Yeah, I've been in touch. We've been talking.
Mr. Nameless.
Mr. Second Date.
Mr. I currently like that as his name.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Nameless. So, Mr. Second Date.
I have an update for you.
Ooh.
An interesting. I think they'll enjoy it. Tomorrow will be the update.
Is it a thumbs up, thumbs down? What do you think?
Well, today it's a thumbs up, but you never know what can happen in 24 hours.
Can be a thumbs down in about an hour and a half.
You've seen my dating life. Yeah. It could be anything.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. So back to what I was saying.
Confession time.
Confession time. I don't know if it's a confession more as it's a wah, wah. I was so sad when I did this. Have you ever left something in the cart at the grocery store that you paid for and left the store?
Dude,
I did it.
You bought something, had it, and then left it.
And I knew the second I bought it, I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I projected this.
Mm-hmm.
This was going to happen because we're at the register. It's me and Hudson at Pick and Save.
Bet.
Right after he rammed the car into the back of my ankle.
Ouch!
Which I posted on Facebook. I apologize for the bloody ankle picture, but I had to because we can all relate.
Graphic.
So I'm limping dramatically through Pick and Save.
You got to make him feel bad.
He felt so bad and I felt horrible and it hurt. I've never had someone break skin like that. But we get to the register and I'm like, oh, I need gum. I need more gum.
Fair.
And so I grab a pack at the register and I swoop.
Beep, beep. Bring it up.
Throw it near my purse, not directly in.
Not in.
But near, which is at the front of the cart.
Okay.
And we're at the self-checkouts. And okay. You can picture it.
I can picture it. Yeah.
So we get outside. I'm dramatically limping to the car.
Ankle.
And I go, Hudson's helping me, like, load the car.
Oh, I thought he was helping you get into the car.
Oh, hell
no. Because your ankle.
I wasn't being that dramatic. That would have been fun. Hudson, you drive. And we went home. And I got home later and I went, oh, Hudson. He goes, what? I go, we left that gum in the cart, didn't we? He goes, what gum? And I go, exactly.
He had no idea. He didn't even see you grab it.
It wasn't even his problem. It was my problem. But when I threw it towards my purse, I went, you're going to forget that in the cart. You're going to unload the cart, grab your purse.
And leave it.
And Hudson's, they love to take the cart back for me now. Mm-hmm. They're into that. So who knows? Somebody got a whole pack of gum.
Somebody got a free pack of gum.
Not that serious, but it was one of those where I went, man, I paid for it and then I left it in the cart. I've also done that with eyeliner because it's so thin.
Slides and sit, like hides in a corner.
Honestly,
or something.
Honestly, DZ, I don't even know if I paid for it. But later I got home and I went, I don't have it. And it was in the cart. It's probably still in the cart. Outside somewhere. Do you get what I'm getting at?
So you stole it but didn't take it.
Essentially.
But the gum you purchased, you spent money.
Have you ever bought something and left it in the cart like that? I was so mad at myself.
When I say the bottom rack of a shopping cart is the bane of my existence, you don't know how many toilet paper rolls, paper towel rolls, random items that we've purchased and then just left.
You've left stuff on the bottom.
We've left stuff on the bottom.
I've never done that.
Man, it is annoying because, of course, you're going, we needed that toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go back to the store and either look and hope that it's still there or just have to go back inside and grab and buy more.
When you left something on the bottom, that's where I put this, my soda.
Yeah.
That's my soda counter.
That's
right?
The soda shelf.
The soda shelf.
You ain't leaving that.
The Diet Coke is not getting left.
Priorities.
I will cry and go back. Had you paid for it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. And you set it under before you went outside.
Yeah, we've done both where we've accidentally stolen it.
Uh-huh.
And then we're like,
yeah,
uh-oh.
Same.
And then we've done where we've paid for it, not forgotten it until we've gotten to the car and then forgotten it.
But that's how karma works out.
Yep.
It took it away from you for the time you accidentally stole it.
It's the get back. That's all it is. I can't be mad at it. I'm just frustrated by it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I want to know if you guys have ever, you know, basically accidentally forgotten something in your cart. This isn't even a I stole something. It's a I bought it and then left it.
What have you bought and forgotten immediately at the store? Mm-hmm. I feel this.
Somebody did text it and said, soda on the bottom. Soda on the bottom. I so get it. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I was just telling DZ how I bought gum, threw it towards my purse and then immediately left it in the cart at Pick and Save and got upset later. But it wasn't enough to go back.
No.
I'm not going back for gum.
But
I'm
enough,
sorry.
Enough
but
enough to feel salty about it for a while.
And bug me and want to talk about it and vent it out on the air because you guys understand. Somebody else texted in and said, I have left my phone in the phone holder on the top of the cart several times.
Lord.
Thankfully, it's always there in the cart corral. Yeah, I keep mine in my purse or in my back pocket if I have jeans or pants on.
Thankfully, never left my own personal property. I only buy things and then leave it in the cart for somebody to take for free.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're talking about how I was at Pick and Save with Hudson and I bought some gum at the register, threw it towards my purse, forgot about it. And then left it in the cart. I was sad.
You knew. Yeah, you called yourself out, said, I'm going to forget that, ain't I?
Sure did. Jeremiah's in Waukesha, DZ. Jeremiah, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Good.
We're great. What did you leave behind at the store?
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were actually in Walmart, and we were, you know, kind of rushing through the store before going to somebody's house, and I got $40 cash back at one of those self-checkouts, and we put everything in the bag, and I left, and probably 5 minutes down the road, I realized that I didn't grab the $40 that I got cash back, and I went back. And of course it wasn't there. And a woman comes out from the security desk and she goes, you know what? I literally watched the cameras and saw the person next in line after you, watch you get the cash back, watched you leave,
grabbed your money and paid for her groceries with it.
Whoa!
Are you kidding me? Wait.
No,
and the security person just stood there and watched it all?
I don't know
if she saw it while it was happening, but she like went back and looked at it. She goes, I know exactly what happened to your money.
Wow.
You know what? And screw them for not telling you they saw the look. I would have ran out of the store and been like, hey,
I know.
$40,
you
sir.
You robbed it.
I know.
Because I would feel better is giving it back to you than stealing it. People suck, man.
Jeremiah.
But you know what? My wife has forgottenly, you know, put things in the cart when she like just had our son and has like stolen wipes and everything. So maybe it was karma. Listen, I don't know.
You owed them 40.
No. The new parent. Yeah. The new parent vibe. I got a ticket because I was stopped at a red light and in my mind I thought it turned green and I went.
Ooh.
And the cop goes, what did you do? And I go, I'm just tired. The kids were little. I go, I don't know.
I glitched. I'm sorry, bro.
I'll never forget that ticket. And she gave it to me and I went, thanks for nothing.
Thanks.
But I had run a red light because I was just on, I was so tired.
You're on autopilot. Yeah. You look to the right. You see the other lane's light green and you're like, my light.
I'll never forget it. National and Moreland. Like,
Clearly you're an old maid. Clearly you're an old maid and you've never had kids before, but thanks for the ticket.
Jeremiah.
No, I mean, I had broken the law, but you know. So anyway, all right, Jeremiah. Well, thanks for calling. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day,
thank
man.
Thank you. Bye.
No, I did the same thing.
You did?
Also at Pick and Save, same thing. I had 40, 60, whatever I did cash back. Straight walked away. Oh. Didn't even think about it. I realized when I got in the car, though, as soon as I got in the car, I was still there. I ran back inside.
For sure.
My security guard had grabbed my money for me, thankfully.
That's so kind.
Thankfully.
Thank God.
And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you.
Thank God.
It would have been my own fault, but still.
Woo. No, I'm so happy they saved it for you because I've never done that, but that made me cringe listening to his story because we all knew where it was going.
I knew it immediately.
We all knew.
I immediately.
Wow. Okay, next up, Cecily's in Caledonia. Let's talk to her. Hi, Cecily.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, that we just had an intense convo with Jeremiah there.
For real.
What did you leave behind at the store that you paid for?
Yeah, so I was at Target. I made it all the way home, and I realized I left a whole box of diapers.
You needed those.
It's like gold. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
What'd you do? Did you go back?
So I went back, checked the cart corral, no diapers. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try customer service because, you know, there's good people out there.
Sure.
So actually, happy ending. Someone did return them to customer service. So I was able to get my box of diapers, but had a little panic attack there.
How far do you live from Target? Because that could be a drive for some people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like 18 minutes.
That's a little bit of a drive.
She's not hop, skip, and a jump.
I'm 6 minutes from Target.
Yeah, say I'm eight.
You know
same.
What I'm saying? We close.
You know what's funny? We know exactly how long it takes us to drive.
It is dangerous. Exactly. Because we knew exactly how long it was going
to
take.
8 minutes to the Brookfield Target. I know.
That's all.
Oh. And it's 9 to the West Dallas one.
Hey, but listen. At the same time, though, Cecily knew it was going to take her 18 minutes, too. So it's also dangerous for you.
All right, girl. Well, thanks for sharing that story.
Glad you got the diapers.
Bye, Cecily.
Have a great day.
All right. Debbie's in Kenosha. Pull her up. She said to me, we left a child. I said, excuse me?
Little Debbie, don't say that.
Well, there's more to the story than just that. Oh. So we went out to eat. And when we all went back to the minivan, now I had three boys, we all went back to the minivan, and I thought all three boys got in the back of the van, right? Mm-hmm. They're old enough to do their thing. Well, I didn't hear that one of them decided he wanted to run back in and use the bathroom quick.
Uh-oh.
So we are driving away out of the parking lot, and we see our son running behind the minivan, waving
to us.
Waving.
Stop
he can't
it.
Up. Now, the worst part is this happened more than once.
Oh,
this
God.
That was the first time. And the second time we left him, we were at church and we had two different cars.
What?
My husband went in one car and I went in another car. And I thought my son was with him and he thought
son
he
was
with me.
You.
All right, Debbie,
and,
listen.
And a woman from the church called and said, your son's here. He said you guys left.
He said y'all Joe dirtied him and left him at the Grand Canyon.
He did leave.
Why?
the same child. So he's 21 years old now, and he's fine, but he still gives us a hard time, like, well, at least you didn't leave your son behind.
Well, I mean, Debbie, in fairness, you left him twice, and on top of that, you had me the first time. The second time I went, you weren't traumatized by the first time?
Nope.
What the hell, Debbie?
Didn't make it far enough to get traumatized the first time.
Right?
You know what? We had three, so, you know.
So they didn't care.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, Debbie, thanks for sharing.
Got me crying over here.
We love
appreciate
that story.
Your call, Debbie.
Bye.
Have a great day.
She just made so many parents who have forgotten their kids feel better because it happens.
Validation.
Listen, it is.
I check the back seat even when I know my kids ain't with me. I'm so scared of leaving them. For real. It's a fear.
My car dings even when the kids aren't back there. It's like, ding, ding, there's something in the back seat. I go, that's my gym bag and my yoga mat. Chill out.
Those are my Stanleys rolling around. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Last but not least, Meredith from South Milwaukee's on the phone. She's in Brookfield working, though. Hey, Meredith.
Morning, Mary.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, such a great way to start my morning, that's for sure. And it's scary how relatable I am to like every one of the stories before me.
You know what?
Oh my gosh.
We're all the same people.
Meredith, you found your people. We're your tribe.
Welcome.
Hello. We're happy to have you always. Please don't ever leave. Mwah.
No, what was the last thing you left in the cart?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I do that, but this is like, this wasn't me, this was my mom, and we were actually at the McDonald's drive through, and all of us kids being probably obnoxious and whatever. She pays for it, immediately just drives off. Okay, bye.
Wait. Do you know, I almost did this. She's right. I can relate to this as well. It happened one time where I paid, I wasn't thinking, and I almost drove off, and I go, there's another window. Yeah. And the guy was like, yo, where are you going?
Your food! He's throwing your Diet Coke.
Imagine the guy working is like, where are they going?
I mean, they're probably thinking, hey, I got a free meal now.
Meredith,
I know, right?
I so relate to this. Anyway, go on.
Oh my, we'll never let her live it down. Like, she brought it up last weekend, and it's probably been like 15 years since it happened.
So you guys never went back. Did y'all go back for the food at least?
Oh yeah, she just whipped it around or whatever. She was like, I'm not feeding these kids. So I'm not dealing with that.
Meredith, I've done that kind of threat where I'm like, nobody's getting anything anymore. And then I give them whatever they want.
Of course. Gotta love our kids.
Oh, Meredith.
They're the best, but, you know,
well, thank you for calling. That was great.
Of course.
We appreciate
you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Somebody texted in, said, one time in the grocery store parking lot, I stepped out to my car to a man's open wallet with money blowing in the wind like pages in a book.
Dude.
I thought I was being pranked. I picked it up to take to lost and found inside of the store. I left all the money in it, of course. As I walked in the store, there was a guy frantically looking for something. It was the same guy on the ID card, so I returned it to him.
Good.
Imagine there's money flying through the air.
Just a little booklet of just cash flush, and you ain't keep none of it. I know you slid a 20.
And somebody else said, it's giving Home Alone.
Very much so.
Very much. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias. What's up?
Buenos dias. I just want to remind everyone, we do have a $100 gift card to the Melting Pot.
Sure, we
will give it out in the next 15 minutes. So just hold on.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Little fondue. And right now, they have like endless like fondue, so you can get the chocolate and the cheese.
Me and my wife have been talking about this, right? And now that we're doing the $100 Melting Pot gift card, it's even more of a topic of conversation in my house because my wife's like, you know, we gotta go, right?
Yes.
We've never done fondue together, so we're gonna fondue it. And yes, I'm gonna make that joke every time.
When's your anniversary again?
It is October 1st, so it's coming up. It's coming up.
Just noting it over here.
Technically,
somebody in the back, get DZ a gift card.
Hey, technically, our dating anniversary is in July.
Oh, that's another topic then that you actually count that.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't.
Oh,
we don't.
Okay.
We don't. As soon as we got married, we're like, all right.
I'm like, you guys have been together forever. You count your dating anniversary?
We forget it every year.
Okay.
No, we don't count that anymore.
Well, some couples will go as far as it's the anniversary of the day they got engaged. They celebrate all this stuff.
I feel like that's work. That's I'd be tired even just thinking about that, trying to do all that math. I'm good. No, thank you.
Well, speaking of being tired, you asked me a question the other day, DZ.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Randomly.
Very random. Like most of my questions are. And I asked, so Allie, theory question here. Say you just got home from a 12-hour shift. Doesn't matter what you do for work.
Yeah, pretend you do what you do now and you work 12 hours.
That's your job. You do what you do, right? Whatever. 12-hour shift. You just get home. What's the first thing you're doing?
The first thing I'm doing is probably ripping off all my clothes and my shoes. Honestly, taking my clothes off. If it's a long, long shift,
getting
I want
comfortable.
Shoes off immediately, comfy clothes if I'm not in them.
Word.
Clothes immediately.
Clothes. Gone. Yeah. Changing. Yeah, basically, you're changing.
I'm changing 100%.
First thing I'm doing, 12-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
I probably haven't had much fluids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I know myself. I'm going right to that refrigerator. I don't care what I don't know. I don't know what I'm wearing.
And
I don't care what I'm
something or
I'm
what.
Chugging something, whether it be milk, water, a cerveza, or other.
The first thing you do when you walk in the house is chug something. You're that thirsty.
I usually go to the fridge first thing I do. Walk in the house. Yeah, yeah.
And it's just a habit.
It's just a habit.
So even if you have, what if you have a 2-hour shift? You still going to the fridge when you get home? No.
Maybe it's a toss up. I usually check the fridge when I walk. It's one of the first things I do.
That's what I mean. Is that you're walk in, check the fridge,
whether I grab something or not. My mom used to hate it as a kid. She's like, why are you opening the, why are you always walking in the house,
because
open the fridge?
That's what we did when we got home from school.
Yep.
We walked over. If you had a pantry or a cabinet, you opened it. You stared at it. Maybe you took something.
Maybe.
The fridge, you looked in it.
Maybe you grabbed something. But a 12-hour shift. I mean, I'm talking about, I just did a 12-er, half day straight. First thing I'm doing is chugging something out of that refrigerator.
Most people doing their 12-hour shifts don't have to go to the fridge and chug something. And you know why?
Why? Oh, because they carry their juice with them.
I don't think I go anywhere without a drink. And it might be a problem. And I feel like I'm not alone. So that's the only reason I'm not with you on going straight to chug something. Because I'm constantly holding some kind of cup.
I hear it.
This is water.
I see all five of them over there.
This is Diet Coke. This is
coffee. And you got one ready to go somewhere hidden.
And I look at you, you got nothing but one little cup of water, like a sad person over there.
And you travel with that. I never travel with
everywhere.
Liquid. Water, juice, anything. If I have a beverage on me, it's because I stopped and bought it.
I didn't
walk out the house with it. I never do that.
No.
So if I'm out
everywhere.
If I'm out working, you know, long day, whatever, I need to grab something because I never drink enough water, never drink enough fluids. Then all of a sudden I get home or get somewhere where I can drink something and I'm chugging.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you do when you get home from a 12-hour shift? Somebody texted in, I'm a welder, straight to the shower.
Ooh, that makes sense. Get the dirt from the day off you.
I didn't even think about the shower thing.
Yeah.
Some people go straight to that. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. We're talking about, you just got done with a 12-hour shift. What's the first thing you do when you walk in the house?
What is it?
We're going to talk to you next. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We were just talking about it. You just worked a 12-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
You come home. What's the first thing you're doing? DZ's chugging something out of the fridge.
Don't care what it is. Whatever I grab first.
I'm throwing off shoes and clothes.
You changing.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. Somebody agrees too.
Yeah, Lily wrote, shoes off, bra off, and moo-moo on.
The moo-moo?
I don't know if I put a moo-moo on.
Hey, listen, moo-moos are comfortable, dog. I'd rock a moo-moo at the crib.
Sweats or yoga pants, baby.
Moo-moo gang. Did you see the text right before that said, I work 12s from home and 14 to 15 hours per day with drive. I instantly make my kids lunches and fill waters for the next day.
If I don't, because I don't have the energy before studying in the morning. Wow.
That's it. To immediately keep going after you get home, that's a lot.
Well, our girl Ashley is calling from Cudahy this morning. Got her own theme song. And it's a summer, so she's off work. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She's calling later in the show because she slept in.
Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Happy summer.
Mm-hmm.
Happy summer.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you do when you get home from a 12-hour shift?
Tough.
So the first thing I do without fail is I let the dog out because that dog's got to go.
That's probably a lot of people. You're not alone. Go on.
Oh, yeah, the dogs.
Yep. So that dog, like before, will pee on anything. So
yikes.
Yep.
So you're letting the dog out and then going about your day. So first things first.
That
fair
makes
enough.
Sense. The
fair
dog enough. Needs to go out. And if you're Emily in Milwaukee, you texted in and you said, we agree. We tinkle as soon as we get home.
Yes.
I love that.
Gotta go.
All right.
And then I will probably go because I don't get a chance to go during the day.
Being a teacher.
I always have to go when I get home because I carry my Stanley everywhere.
Well, you're chugging all day long, so you always gotta go.
And that's not an ad for Stanley. In fact, I don't like the Stanley. It's too heavy, but that's a topic for another day.
For real.
For real, though. Ashley, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Love
bye.
You too. Look at this. We have another Ashley on the phone in Kenosha this time.
Oh, it's the Ashleys today. Shout out recess.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
What's the first thing you're doing after a 12-hour shift?
So I have four kids at home, and mornings are kind of chaos around our house.
I bet.
So the first thing I do is I really just clean up whatever I couldn't clean up while I was wrangling all the kids to hurry up and get in the car so we're not late to school. So that's probably the first thing I would do. I don't remember what their name was. I'm sorry. But yeah, once I'm done for the day. So I need to get anything cleaned up that needs to be cleaned up so then I can relax.
So you tidy. You keep
working. Yeah, I have to. Yeah. I have to because once I relax on the couch, I'm not getting back up.
That is so relatable that if I don't continue on with what I'm doing, it's over.
It's over with.
I could give myself 45 minutes to an hour and a half, and then I could get back up and do a little something. But otherwise, man, I don't know how y'all just keep going when you get back to the crib.
It's hard.
I got to stop for a second.
Somebody texted in said, I'm a superintendent for a general contractor. Day starts at 5 a.m., and I try to be home by 5-6. I pick the puppy up from daycare, feed both dogs, and take them on a walk. So that's the dog thing again.
Y'all are doing a lot, man. Mm-hmm. You guys are really taking care of business. I must be not doing enough when I get
home. You guys are so good at taking care of pets.
Y'all are so good at adulting.
Unlike DZ. No, just kidding.
Pro-level adulting, I see.
Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
These texts kill me. Indulge in some herbal relaxation. I'm going to assume you're talking about CBD oil, even though you're not.
Green tea. That's right. Yes.
Yes. What else? We have so many texts here. I'm trying to go through them all. I can't read some of these. These people are funny.
Hey, listen, some people really like to get home and relax.
I mean, these are our people. We love you all, that's for sure.
Shout out to all the homies.
Even if we can't read some of these on the air, we love you.
shout out to all the texts.
You know who you are. All right.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI mindfultherapygroup.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're talking about how I was at Pick and Save with Hudson and I bought some gum at the register, threw it towards my purse, forgot about it, and then left it in the cart. I was so sad.
You knew. Yeah, you called yourself out, said, I'm going to forget that, ain't I?
Sure did. Jeremiah's in Waukesha, DZ. Jeremiah, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Good. We're great.
What did you leave behind at the store?
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were actually in Walmart and we were, you know, kind of rushing through the store before going to somebody's house. And I got $40 cash back at one of those self-checkouts. And we put everything in the bag and I left. And probably 5 minutes down the road, I realized that I didn't grab the $40 that I got cash back. And I went back. And of course it wasn't there. And a woman comes out from the security desk and she goes, you know what? I literally watched the cameras and saw the person next in line after you, watch you get the cash back, watched you leave, grabbed your money and paid for her groceries with it.
Whoa!
Are you kidding me? Wait. The security person just stood there and watched it all?
I don't know. I don't know if she saw it while it was happening, but she like went back and looked at it. She goes, I know exactly what happened to your money.
Wow.
You know what? And screw them for not telling you they saw the look. I would have ran out of the store and been like, yay, $40,
you
sir.
You robbed it!
I would feel better is giving it back to you than stealing it. People suck, man.
I know people do suck.
Jeremiah,
but you know what? My wife has forgottenly, you know, put things in the cart when she like just had our son and has like stolen wipes and everything. So maybe it was karma. Listen, I don't know.
You owed them 40.
No. The new parent. Yeah. The new parent vibe. I got a ticket because I ran. I was stopped at a red light, and in my mind, I thought it turned green, and I went.
Ooh.
And the cop goes, "What did you do?" And I go, "I'm just tired. The kids were little." I go, "I don't know.
I glitched. I'm sorry, bro.
I'll never forget that ticket." And she gave it to me, and I went, "Thanks for nothing."
Thanks.
But I had run a red light because I was just on. I was so tired.
You're autopilot. Yeah. You look to the right. You see the other lane's light green, and you're like, "My light."
I'll never forget it. Yeah. National and Moreland. Like,
clearly, you're an old maid. Clearly, you're an old maid, and you've never had kids before. But thanks for the ticket.
Jeremiah.
No, I mean, I had broken the law, but you know. So anyway, all right, Jeremiah. Well, thanks for
calling. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day,
thank
man.
You too. Bye.
Peace. Dog, I did the same thing.
You did?
Also at Pick and Save, same thing. I had 40, 60, whatever I did cash back. Straight walked away. Oh. Didn't even think about it. I realized when I got in the car, though, as soon as I got in the car, I was still there. I ran back inside.
For sure.
My security guard had grabbed my money for me, thankfully.
That's so kind.
Thankfully.
Thank God.
And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you.
Thank God.
It would have been my own fault, but still.
Woo. No, I'm so happy they saved it for you because I've never done that, but that made me cringe listening to his story because we all knew where it was going.
I knew it immediately.
We all knew.
I immediately.
Wow. Okay, next up, Cecily's in Caledonia. Let's talk to her. Hi, Cecily.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, that we just had an intense convo with Jeremiah there.
For real.
What did you leave behind at the store that you paid for?
Yeah, so I was at Target. I made it all the way home, and I realized I left a whole box of diapers.
You needed them. Oh, you needed those.
Like gold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
man.
What'd you do? Did you go back?
So I went back, checked the cart corral, and no diapers. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try customer service because, you know, there's good people out there.
Sure.
So actually, happy ending. Someone did return them to customer service, so I was able to get my box of diapers.
Wow.
But had a little panic attack there.
How far do you live from Target? Because that could be a drive for some people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like 18 minutes.
That's a little bit of a drive.
She's not hop, skip, and a jump.
I'm 6 minutes from Target.
Yeah, say I'm eight.
You know what I'm saying? We close.
You know what's funny? We know exactly how long it takes us to drive.
It is dangerous, because we knew exactly how long it was going
to
take.
8 minutes to the Brookfield Target. I know.
That's all.
And it's 9 to the West Dallas one.
But listen. At the same time, though, Cecily knew it was going to take her 18 minutes, too. So it's also dangerous for you.
All right, girl. Well, thanks for sharing that story.
Glad you got the diapers.
Of course.
Bye, Cecily.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right, Debbie's in Kenosha. Pull her up. She said to me, we left a child. I said, excuse me?
Little Debbie, don't say that.
Well, there's more to the story than just that. Oh. So we went out to eat, and when we all went back to the minivan, now I had three boys, we all went back to the minivan, and I thought all three boys got in the back of the van, mm-hmm. right? They're old enough to do their thing. Well, I didn't hear that one of them decided he wanted to run back in and use the bathroom quick.
Uh-oh.
So we are driving away out of the parking lot, and we see our son running behind the minivan, waving
in the rear view. Us.
Waving.
Stop
he it. Picked up. Now, the worst part is this happened more than once.
Oh,
this
God. Is,
that was the first time. And the second time we left him, we were at church, and we had two different cars.
What?
My husband went in one car, and I went in another car, and we thought, thought my son was with him, and he thought
son
he
was with
me.
You.
All right, Debbie,
and,
listen.
And a woman from the church called and said, your son's here, and he said you guys left.
He said y'all Joe dirtied him and left him at the Grand Canyon.
He did leave. Why?
The same child. So he's 21 years old now,
he
and
you,
he's
doesn't
fine,
he?
But he still gives us a hard time, like, well, yeah. at least you didn't leave your son behind.
Well, I mean, Debbie, in fairness, you left him twice, and on top of that, you had me the first time. The second time I went, you weren't traumatized by the first time?
Nope.
What the hell, Debbie?
They didn't make it far enough to get traumatized the first time.
Right?
You know what? We had three, so, you know.
So they didn't care.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, Debbie, thanks for sharing.
Got me crying over here.
We
appreciate
love that story.
Your call, Debbie.
Bye.
Have a great day.
She just made so many parents who have forgotten their kids feel better because it happens.
Validation. Listen,
it is.
I check the back seat even when I know my kids ain't with me. I'm so scared of leaving them.
Mm.
For real. It's a fear.
My car dings even when the kids aren't back there. It's like, ding, ding, there's something in the back seat. I go, that's my gym bag and my yoga mat. Chill out.
Those are my Stanleys rolling around. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Last but not least, Meredith from South Milwaukee's on the phone. She's in Brookfield working, though. Hey, Meredith.
Morning, Mary.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, such a great way to start my morning, that's for sure. And it's scary how relatable I am to like every one of the stories before me.
You
and
know
I'm like,
what?
Oh my gosh.
We're all the same people.
Meredith, you found your people. We're your tribe.
Welcome.
Hello. We're happy to have you always. Please don't ever leave. Mwah.
No, what was the last thing you left in the cart?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I do that, but this is like, this wasn't me, this was my mom, and we were actually at the McDonald's drive-thru, and all of us kids being probably obnoxious and whatever. Yeah. She pays for it, immediately just drives off. Okay, bye.
Wait. Do you know, I almost did this. She's right. I can relate to this as well. It happened one time where I paid, I wasn't thinking, and I almost drove off, and I go, oh, there's another
fog
window.
Brain.
There's another window. Yeah. And the guy was like, yo, where are you going?
Your food! He's throwing you a Diet Coke?
Imagine!
Literally.
You're thinking, imagine the guy working is like, where are they going?
I mean, they're probably thinking, hey, I got a free meal now.
Meredith, go
I know,
on.
Right?
I so relate to this. Anyway, go on.
Oh my, we just felt, when we'll never let her live it down. Like, she brought it up last weekend, and it's probably been like 15 years since it happened.
So you guys never went back. Did y'all go back for the food at least?
Oh yeah. She just whipped it around or whatever. She was like, I'm not feeding these kids. So I'm not dealing with that.
Meredith, I've done that kind of threat where I'm like, nobody's getting anything anymore. Yeah. And then I give them whatever they want.
Of course. Gotta love our
exactly.
kids.
Oh, Meredith.
They're the best, but, you know,
well,
it happens.
Thank you for calling. That was great.
Of course.
We appreciate
Have
you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, one time in the grocery store parking lot, I stepped out to my car to a man's open wallet with money blowing in the wind like pages in a book.
Dude.
I thought I was being pranked. I picked it up to take to lost and found inside of the store. I left all the money in it, of course. As I walked in the store, there was a guy frantically looking for something. It was the same guy on the ID card, so I returned it to him.
Good.
Imagine there's money flying through the air.
Just a little booklet of just cash flush, and you ain't keep none of it. I know you slid a 20.
And somebody else said, it's giving Home Alone.
Very much so.
Very much. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias. What's up?
Buenos dias. I just want to remind everyone, we do have a $100 gift card to the Melting Pot.
Sure
and
do.
We will give it out in the next 15 minutes. So just hold on.
Hold on. Wait a second.
A little fondue. And right now, they have like endless like fondue. So you can get the chocolate and the cheese. Oh,
so,
my.
Me and my wife have been talking about this, right? And now that we're doing the $100 melting pot gift card, it's even more of a topic of conversation in my house because my wife's like, you know, we got to go, right?
Yes.
We've never done fondue together. So we're going to fondue it. And yes, I'm going to make that joke every time.
When's your anniversary again?
It is October 1st. So it's coming up. It's coming up.
Just, you know, just noting it over here.
Technically,
somebody in the back, get DZ a gift card.
Hey, technically, our dating anniversary is in July.
Oh, that's another topic then that you actually count that.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't.
Oh,
we don't.
Okay.
We don't. As soon as we got married, we're like, all right. Nah.
I'm like, you guys have been together forever. You count your dating anniversary?
We forget it every year. Okay. No, we don't count that anymore.
Well, some couples will go as far as it's the anniversary of the day they got engaged. They celebrate all this stuff.
I feel like that's work. That's I'd be tired even just thinking about that, trying to do all that math. I'm good. No, thank you.
Well, speaking of being tired, you asked me a question the other day, DZ.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Randomly.
Very random, like most of my questions are. And I asked, so Allie, theory question here. Say you just got home from a 12-hour shift. Doesn't matter what you do for work.
Yeah,
doesn't
just
matter.
Pretend you do what you do now and you work 12 hours.
That's your job. You do what you do, right? Whatever. 12-hour shift. You just get home. What's the first thing you're doing?
The first thing I'm doing is probably ripping off all my clothes and my shoes. Honestly, taking my clothes off. If it's a long, long shift, I want shoes off immediately, comfy clothes if I'm not in them.
Word.
Clothes immediately.
Clothes. Gone. Yeah. Changing. Yeah, basically, you're changing.
I'm changing 100%.
First thing I'm doing, 12-hour shift. I probably haven't had much fluids. You know what I'm saying? Because I know myself. I'm going right to that refrigerator. I don't care what I don't know. I don't know what I'm wearing.
I'm
chugging
something or what?
I'm chugging something, whether it be milk, water, a cerveza, or other.
The first thing you do when you walk in the house is chug something. You're that thirsty.
I usually go to the fridge. First thing I do, walk in the house. Yeah, yeah.
And it's just a habit.
It's just a habit. So
even if you have, what if you have a 2-hour shift? You still going to the fridge when you get home? No.
Maybe. It's a toss up. I usually check the fridge when I walk. It's one of the first things I do.
That's what I mean. Is that your walk in, check the fridge.
Whether I grab something or not, my mom used to hate it as a kid. She's like, why are you opening the, why are you always walking in the house,
because
open the fridge?
That's what we did when we got home from school.
Yep.
We walked over. If you had a pantry or a cabinet, you opened it. You stared at it. Maybe you took something.
Maybe.
The fridge, you looked in it.
Maybe you grabbed something. But a 12-hour shift. I mean, I'm talking about, I just did a 12-er, half day straight. First thing I'm doing is chugging something out of that refrigerator.
Most people doing their 12-hour shifts don't have to go to the fridge and chug something. And you know why?
Why? Oh, because they carry their juice with them.
I don't think I go anywhere without a drink. And it might be a problem. And I feel like I'm not alone. So that's the only reason I'm not with you on going straight to chug something. Because I'm constantly holding some kind of cup.
I hear it.
This is water.
I see all five of them over there.
This is Diet Coke. This is coffee.
And you got one ready to go somewhere hidden.
And I look at you, you got nothing but one little cup of water, like a sad person over there.
And you travel with that. I never travel with
everywhere.
Liquid. Water, juice, anything. If I have a beverage on me, it's because I stopped and bought it.
I didn't
walk out the house with it. I never do that.
No.
So if
I'm
out
everywhere.
If I'm out working, you know, long day, whatever, I need to grab something because I never drink enough water, never drink enough fluids. Then all of a sudden I get home or get somewhere where I can drink something. And I'm chugging.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you do when you get home from a 12-hour shift? Somebody texted in, I'm a welder, straight to the shower.
Ooh, that makes sense. Get the dirt from the day off you.
I didn't even think about the shower thing. Yeah. Some people go straight to that. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. We're talking about, you just got done with a 12-hour shift. What's the first thing you do when you walk in the house?
What is it?
We're going to talk to you next. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We were just talking about it. You just worked a 12-hour shift. You come home. What's the first thing you're doing? DZ's chugging something out of the fridge.
Don't care what it is. Whatever I grab first.
I'm throwing off shoes and clothes.
You changing immediately. Somebody agrees too.
Yeah, Lily wrote shoes off, bra off, and moo-moo on.
The moo-moo?
I don't know if I put a moo-moo on.
Hey, listen, moo-moos are comfortable, dog. I'd rock a moo-moo at the crib.
Sweats or yoga pants, baby.
Moo-moo gang. Did you see the text right before that that said, I work 12s from home and 14 to 15 hours per day with drive. I instantly make my kids' lunches and fill waters for the next day.
If I don't, because I don't have the energy energy before studying in the morning. Wow.
That's it. That's, I mean, to immediately keep going after you get home, that's a lot. I don't know.
Our girl Ashley is calling from Cudahy this morning. Got her own theme song. It's a summer, so she's off work. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She's calling later in the show because she slept in.
Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Happy summer.
Mm-hmm.
Happy summer.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you do when you get home from a 12-hour shift?
Tough.
So the first thing I do without fail is I let the dog out because that dog's got to go.
That's probably a lot of people. You're not alone. Go on.
Oh, yeah, the dogs.
Yep. So that dog, like before, will pee on anything. So
yikes.
Yep.
So you're letting the dog out and then going about your day. So first things first.
That makes sense. The dog needs to go out. And if you're Emily in Milwaukee, you texted in and you said, "We agree. We tinkle as soon as we get home."
Yes.
I love that.
Gotta go.
All right.
And then I will probably go because I don't get a chance to go during the day.
Being a teacher,
I always have to go when I get home because I carry my Stanley everywhere.
Well, you're chugging all day long, so you always gotta go.
And it's not an ad for Stanley. In fact, I don't like the Stanley. It's too heavy, but that's a topic for another day.
For real.
All right, though. Ashley, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Love you guys.
Lay you back.
Love
bye.
You too. Look at this. We have another Ashley on the phone in Kenosha this time.
Oh, it's the Ashleys today. Shout out recess.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
What's the first thing you're doing after a 12-hour shift?
So I have four kids at home, and mornings are kind of chaos around our house.
I bet.
So the first thing I do is I really just clean up whatever I couldn't clean up while I was wrangling all the kids to hurry up and get in the car so we're not late to school. So that's probably the first thing I would do. I don't remember what their name was. I'm sorry. But once I'm done for the day, I'm done for the day. So I need to get anything cleaned up that needs to be cleaned up so then I can relax.
So you tidy. You keep working.
Yeah, I have to. I have to because once I relax on the couch, I'm not getting back up.
That is so relatable that if I don't continue on with what I'm doing, it's over.
It's over with.
I could give myself 45 minutes to an hour and a half, and then I could get back up and do a little something. But otherwise, man, I don't know how y'all just keep going when you get back to the crib.
It's hard.
I got to stop for a second.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm a superintendent for a general contractor. Day starts at 5 a.m., and I try to be home by 5-6. I pick the puppy up from daycare, feed both dogs, and take them on a walk. So that's the dog thing again.
Y'all are doing a lot. Man, you guys are really taking care of business. I must be not doing enough when I get home.
You guys are so good at taking care of pets.
Y'all are so good at adulting.
Unlike DZ. No, just kidding.
Pro-level adulting, I see.
Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
These texts kill me. Indulge in some herbal relaxation. I'm going to assume you're talking about CBD oil, even though you're not.
Green tea. That's right. Yes.
Yes. What else? We have so many texts here. I'm trying to go through them all. I can't read some of these. These people are funny.
Hey, listen, some people really like to get home and relax.
I mean, these are our people. We love you all, that's for sure.
Shout out to all the homies.
Even if we can't read some of these on the air, we love you.
shout out to all the texts.
You know who you are. All right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.